Welcome to the April 1st, 2024 weather report for Thailand's sugar fields. As always in our weather reports, we refer to a risk impact score. The risk is the threat to the crop, and the impact is how much crop could be damaged. This score is calculated by mapping the weather to the fields of sugar. Please visit the CropGPT website for far more detailed reporting and analysis. In our comprehensive analysis of the current weather conditions across key sugarcane-producing regions in Thailand, we turn our focus to Suphanburi, Nakhon Ratchasima, and Kanchanaburi, examining the implications of recent weather patterns on sugarcane cultivation and potential market impacts. Starting with Suphanburi, an area paramount to sugarcane agriculture, we've observed a marked increase in temperatures, with the current 7-day rolling average temperature ascending to 33.22 degrees Celsius. This figure starkly surpasses the long-term average of 30.19 degrees Celsius, underscoring a significantly warmer climate that could potentially stress sugarcane crops. Additionally, precipitation levels have modestly receded to a 7-day rolling average of 0.99 millimeters, slightly below the long-term average. Such conditions amplify the risk impact score for the region, alerting stakeholders to closely monitor ensuing weather developments and consider adaptive strategies. Shifting focus to Nakhon Ratchasima, another critical sugarcane belt, the area presents a slightly warmer scenario with the current 7-day rolling average temperature at 31.28 degrees Celsius, exceeding the long-term average. Precipitation levels, however, recorded a marginal increase, aligning with a 7-day rolling average rainfall of 2.54 millimeters. This exhibits a deviation from the norm, albeit insufficient to offset the elevated temperatures. While the region's sugarcane fields show resilience, the slight alterations in both temperature and rainfall gently nudge the risk impact score upwards. Lastly, our attention pivots to Kanchanaburi, a region now confronting notably drier conditions. The 7-day rolling average temperature significantly exceeded usual figures, registering at 32.47 degrees Celsius, coupled with significantly lower rainfall, recorded at a 7-day rolling average of 0.65 millimeters. The considerably drier week is poised to escalate the risk impact on sugarcane production substantially. This deviation from ideal growing conditions necessitates vigilance and strategic planning among cultivators and traders alike. Considering these elements could ripple through to market dynamics and pricing trends. In summary, the prevailing weather conditions across these key sugarcane-producing regions beckon attention to the nuanced impact weather anomalies can have on agricultural yields. As temperatures veer higher and precipitation patterns diverge from historical norms, stakeholders within the sugar commodity market are advised to revisit their strategies, aligning them with the evolving weather landscape to mitigate potential adversities on crop yields and market trajectories. As always, our CropGPT site contains more details and reports about the sugar market, and this report contains just a few selected highlights.